He is a drover, and started squatting here when they married. The drought of 18 ruined him. He had to sacrifice the remnant of his flock and go droving again. His brother, who has a shanty on the main road, comes over about once a month with provisions. They still have a couple of cows, one horse, some chickens, and a few sheep. She is used to being left alone. She once lived like this for 18 months. As a girl, she built the usual castles in the air, but all her girlish hopes and aspirations have long been dead. Her husband is an Australian, and so is she. He is careless, but a good enough husband. If he had the means, he would move the family to the nearest town. He may forget sometimes that he is married, but if he has a good check when he comes back, he will give most of it to her. When he had money, he took her to the city several times, and they stayed at the best hotels. The last two children were born in the bush. One, while her husband was bringing a drunken doctor by force to look after her. One of her children died while she was here alone. She rode 19 miles for assistance, carrying the dead child.